Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Keep doing the right things, and doing things right is often the mantra of a coach. You see, there's something wonderfully simple about sport. This is the last Game Day devotion of this series, and we've spent our time looking at Jesus. In these few verses in Colossians, we've seen and marvelled at the nature and work of Jesus in the first creation. We've then looked at this parallel work of Jesus in the new creation, in the lives of his people, his church, in you. So as sports people who trust in Jesus, how do we keep going as Christians? Is it as simple as sport? Keep doing the right things and keep doing things right. But you say, it's tough when others in my club march to a different drumbeat. It's tough when conversations with teammates expose in me a worldview that is worlds apart from theirs. And you say it's tough when the coach's expectation on me is to play or act in a way that is contrary to what I believe is right. It's tough when I feel tempted to throw it all in on a club night out and follow my friends. See, Paul says simply, but keep on going. Just keep on going. Colossians 1, verse 23, Paul says this, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. You see, the right thing for a Christian is centered around trust. We know it's not about what we do. It's not about effort. It's not about performance. It's about trust. It's about a continued trust in the unwavering hope that sins have been forgiven through the death of Jesus, and a continued trust in the certain hope that the Spirit of Jesus lives in you. Paul is saying the gospel brings hope. That's soothing balm for a world that is devoid of hope right now. And as sports people, we know what it means to have no hope. 4-0 down with 10 minutes to go, no hope. The race leader disappearing from view on the last lap, no hope. Desperate to be fit in time for Saturday, but the muscle is still sore and you know it's not right, no hope. But here, there is real hope to be found in Jesus. Here's a helpful definition of hope from Rico Tice. Listen to this. Hope is a joyful expectation for the future based on true events in the past, which changes everything about my present. You see, that's hope. That's true hope. In those tough moments, when the pressure is on to conform to the worldviews and actions of those we play sport with, how we need to remember the hope that we have. Or when we're flying in our sport, when results are going the right way, when performances are continuing to improve, and we're tempted to forget where our real hope is found, we need to remember the hope that we have. We need other Christians and God's word to remind us and encourage us to keep holding on to hope. Are you getting this encouragement? And as we continue holding on to the hope found in the gospel, it's our privilege and joy to hold out this hope to others. Perhaps the best way of holding on to hope is holding out hope. Are we ready to share the hope that we have in Jesus with those that we play sport with? You see, we all know the world of sport needs the hope that only Jesus brings. The world of sport is reached when those who have been transformed by the gospel with the Spirit of Jesus in them go on and share the life-transforming hope that they have. So as sports people who like it simple, let's keep it simple. Let's keep doing the right things and doing things right. And that starts and finishes with trusting in the hope that we have. Hold on. Hold tight. This hope is sure and steadfast. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the gift of Jesus, for his supremacy over all things that we've seen in Colossians chapter 1. Thank you for a reminder that you are in, over, and above all things, including my sport. Please help me to hold fast to the hope held out in the gospel. And Lord, please help me to share this hope with those I play, coach, and compete with and against. I need your help to do that. Amen. Now take a few minutes to pray for your sports friends, for opportunities to speak to them about Jesus. And finally, pray for God to open a door for his message in your club or team amongst people you don't currently know.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport.